Welcome to the Karuna Lab podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa Harris, authenticity coach, mindset coach, and founder and CEO of the Karuna Lab. My mission is to empower you to trust your inherent worthiness and overcome all the mental and emotional barriers to you embracing your authentic self and living a life filled with purpose and joy. Each week, an episode will air featuring soulful insights, tips, and teachings showing you exactly how to improve your life by aligning your mindset and actions with your authentic self. You can manifest the life of joy, fulfillment, and purpose you deserve. If you're all about healing, growth, authenticity, and good vibes, you're in the right place. Hello, hello. I'm so happy to be back with you. We are here for part two of the ego beliefs. So if you haven't listened to part one, go give it a listen so you can get all six ego beliefs because they are all so juicy and meaty. And I guarantee you, you have fallen prey to all of them at some point in your life. So make sure that you go get the other three and let's jump right into the last three. So ego belief number four is I am separate from everyone, or my body defines me as alone. This ego belief fosters a sense of separateness from others, which is fertile ground for feelings of isolation, competition. When we see ourselves as distinct entities from everyone else, we compare, we envy, we rival. We create these distinct boundaries between their themness and our usness. Now, that's not to say we aren't all distinct beings having different human experiences. We are. And we're all of the same source and need the same things to live. We are all having the same experience differently. If more people would adopt the idea that I am me living in this body and they are me living in that body and the person halfway around the world is also me living a life I can't even fathom in a body I've never even seen. Because this is what is happening. We are all source energy, God energy, that are in these bodies perceiving this realm. I like to think of it as we're all just juicy, delicious wedges of a colossal orange. We can see this ego belief get disproven in so many areas of our daily life. Like when we do an act of kindness, how not only the person we did it for, but also the people that witnessed it are impacted. Also, when we truly connect and attune to another person or have another person really connect or attune to us when we need them. If you pay attention, there's a beautiful energetic coming together in those moments that I think totally debunks the belief that we're all separate. I think this is a belief that really thrived under the age of Capricorn and that's going to have a hard time in the age of Aquarius. Aquarius is deeply concerned with the collective, with belonging, and with the greater good. We're already seeing a deeper need for connection, a longing for belonging, so to speak. Our culture of capitalism and individualism work to reinforce the idea of our separateness. But when you really start to study spirituality, so many of the major religions point to the idea that we are one. The work of healing this belief is in being a part of something. Join a group, a book club, an organization, a friend group, something to show you that you can belong, that there are humans that quote unquote get you. Very often the spiritual journey can be incredibly lonely because you can start to feel like you can't enjoy the things you used to enjoy because you know things and see them differently, but you haven't quite discovered the new things you enjoy yet. You're not alone. There are people that get you, but they're probably not going to come in your house and get you. You have to give them a chance to meet you. Belief number five, I am separate from all that is missing in my life, or my life space is disconnected from my desires. This dimension of ego is the home of lack and scarcity. When we believe this, it can foster a constant state of discontent in our lives. We think we have to plan and execute and plan and execute and plan and execute. And we end up not listening to our bodies or denying our own desires that don't run parallel to the life society assigned to us. This ego belief fosters so much depression and darkness in people's lives because it also touches on the deservingness wound. We believe, I don't have this because I'm not worth it. I don't deserve it. I'm not the type of person XYZ happens for. This belief can lull us into a hero's journey of sorts where we think we will finally feel whole once we get the thing that's missing. The relationship, the job, the number in the bank account, the car, the achievement. Can you see how these beliefs all hang out and build on one another? So it's important to remember our inherent worthiness, our inherent deservingness, our inherent oneness with each other and all there is. I find that nothing neutralizes this belief like gratitude. Appreciating all the miracles of the present moment help you to realize the majesty of exactly where you are. For example, driving your car. Think about everything that goes into driving your car. All the patterns your brain has to remember to drive without causing an accident. All the components that have to work properly for your car to get you from one place to another successfully. All the work that went into paving the road and painting the road and creating the road signs. Like, do you see how much we take for granted just with that simple act of driving? There are chances for gratitude in everything that we do. Fostering gratitude is a game changer, and we know that like attracts like. So being grateful for things that you have attracts more things to be grateful for. We also manifest from our knowings, not our beliefs. And the difference between a belief and a knowing is that a knowing is soul deep. You're sure about your knowings. Your knowings are solid. Beliefs are things that can range from loosely held to firmly held, but they have this changeable quality of them. For example, let's say your name is Jennifer and you have a daughter. If someone walks up to you and says, "Oh my God, hey, Amanda, I just saw your boys the other day." Because you have a knowing that your name is Jennifer and you have a daughter, that's easy for you to dispel. You let that nice lady know that it's a case of mistaken identity and you'd keep it moving. But if that stranger started trying to convince you that your name is indeed Amanda and you have two sons, you'd get annoyed. It would get weird. But it wouldn't change your knowing because that's your lived experience. You know. That's the place we manifest from. So if you have an idea that I don't have access to the things I want, I'm totally separate from them, as a knowing, instead of, it's only a matter of time before this dream is realized. All I have to do is call this thing in and be the person that can sustain and support it, as a knowing. That feels much more supportive and will assist you in taking aligned action towards your goals a lot better than believing this ego belief that I'm separate from all that's missing in my life. Since we manifest from our knowings, I always, always, always tell my clients and help my clients go deep on what are these knowings, whether they're positive or negative. What are these knowings that you hold so dearly and do they serve you? That's deep, deep work. And I would encourage you to journal or talk to a coach, a therapist, a processor, someone you trust so that you can uncover these knowings and really start to move your life in a direction that you want it to go in instead of accepting what society, what life, what the people around you, what the overculture is assigning to you. Last belief, belief number 6, I am separate from God, or my life depends on God's assessment of my worthiness. All right. I know the girls like to tussle on this one. All right. There is some religious guilt here. This will be a brief one because this is a journey I truly believe. This is a journey you have to go on for yourself. No one is going to dismantle your religion from the outside. You have to do that work of dismantling the power structures of your religion. If it is oppressive, if you find it oppressive, you have to do that work for yourself. I could talk until I'm blue in the face, but if you have a knowing that you feel like your religion is supportive or you feel like the world is propped up on the back of your religion and you are terrified, your nervous system is terrified to think of anything else, it would be cruel of me to try to convince you otherwise, even if that's what I believe, even if that my knowing is that I am inherently worthy, right? Even if that is my knowing, if you truly are stuck in this ego belief that you're separate from God and your life depends on God's assessment of your worthiness, again, it would be cruel of me to try to convince you otherwise until you are ready. So I stand beside that to say, this is a journey you have to go on for yourself. So this will be a brief explanation, but it's one of those things that once you see it, though, you can't unsee it. Being raised in a religion where there is one arbiter of good and bad, one arbiter of kind or evil, one arbiter of worthy or unworthy, does a lot of damage, especially when the religion is just one long game of telephone that randomly had the rules changed by one random king one day. It's a lot. I could write a dissertation on the ways Christianity cheats us, but for the sake of your time, I won't in this episode. And I don't want to bag on Christianity too much, right? There are some beautiful lessons inside Christianity, and people have done amazing things in the world in the name of Christ, right? But we also know that the opposite is also true. And the opposite is true as well for many of the major religions, Buddhism included, which traditionally is thought of as a very passive, peaceful religion. But there have been some atrocities committed at the hands of Buddhists and in the name of their doctrine. I could go down the list of religions and that would continue to be true. Good things and bad things have been done in the name of all religions. I don't want you to feel like I'm particularly picking on Christianity. That is just the religion that I was born into and operated under well into my 20s. It's just important to note that this ego belief is all about a power grab. Generally, the folks who want you to believe this point to someone that isn't separate from God. It's just not you, right? It's just the priest. It's the pastor. It's the deacons. It's somebody has a line to God. It's just not you. So you need this middleman in order for God to hear you. I say BS. We all have access to Christ consciousness, to Buddha nature, to Godhood through practices like contemplation, prayer, yoga, meditation. We are all connected with Source. We have access to channel Source's wisdom and majesty to this realm ourselves. And what a gift that is. I think an amazing way to get closer to your divine nature is to start to let these ego beliefs go as best you can, so that you can start to live a soul-centered life instead of an ego-centered life. If these beliefs resonated with you and you see them operating in your life, but you need help letting them go, I do offer one-on-one coaching. I would love to assist and help you with this, among other things. I love helping people become the authentic version of themselves. And working with my clients, one of the first steps is starting to shed these masks and these costumes that these ego beliefs force us to put on, so that we can get down to the true essence of who we are. You know, who do you want to be? How do you want to be? If you had the option to create yourself, or if you felt like you had the option to truly create the life you want, right? Who would that be? What would you do? What would you do differently? And I think it's so important to be able to explore that answer in a safe container, in a safe space, with someone who is skilled in holding that information for you, and not only holding it, but then helping you formulate a plan so that you can bring it to fruition, so that you can truly manifest it. And again, I believe everyone should do this work. So if it's not me, get with someone. Get to doing the work, because we all deserve a life we want to live. And the more people who start to do the work of uncovering their authentic selves, of living from a soul-centered place, the better this world will be. I truly believe that. I truly believe that world peace starts with individual peace. It starts with peace inside yourself. And I know world peace is this like huge nebulous thing that has so many moving parts, but I truly believe if you're not at peace with yourself, then you won't champion peace anywhere else. You won't champion love. You won't champion the right thing. A little bit of a tangent. I think people say they're on a healing journey. And from the outside looking in, a lot of people wonder, who haven't really taken the invitation for their healing journey, say like, healing from what? And I think that these ego beliefs and also the ego wounds that I'll talk about in the next few episodes are beautiful jumping off points to start your healing journey. If you just start with saying, I'm not separate from everyone, like everyone, like we all come from the same source. We are all sentient stardust. I'm not separate from them. Then you can start to be more compassionate for other people's suffering. So these are the six ego beliefs. And now that you know them, look out for them everywhere in your life, in your mind, in the media. They're very, very often we operate out of them and we don't even see it. But now here is your invitation to truly see it. I'd be really interested to know which ones you struggle with, which ones you'd like to hear more about, and which ones you feel like you have a mastery of. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review on iTunes. It really helps other people find it. Your insights and experiences are invaluable in this conversation. And I have a Leo moon, so I really love feedback. I would love to know how this landed for you. You can send me an email or put it in your review on iTunes. I look forward to hearing how these concepts resonate with you. You can also find me on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, all at the Karuna Lab. It has been a delight to show up for you today, and I will catch you again next week.